John McCain differs from Obama on Iraq as much as any issue. The presumptive Republican nominee supported the decision to invade Iraq, although he was an early critic of the way the Bush administration prosecuted the war. John McCain was also a key backer of the surge of U.S. troops in Iraq last year. He says the current strategy in Iraq is succeeding, and he opposes scheduling a troop withdrawal. Thomas Donnelly is a resident fellow of the American Enterprise Institute, and I know, Mr. Donnelly, that you agreed with John McCain in the decision to go to war in Iraq. You, too, were critical of the prosecution of the war, as was John McCain. You supported the surge, as did McCain, and oppose setting a timetable for withdrawal of U.S. troops. Can you tell us if these positions put John McCain as out of step as it seems? Because right now the Bush administration, the Iraqi government, and Barack Obama, in fact, are all endorsing some kind of timeline for withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq. Where does this leave John McCain?
Actually, I think he's in better position than your framing of the question suggests. McCain basically says what General David Petraeus has been saying, and that is the peace is fragile, that its conditions should set the schedule for U.S. reductions rather than a timetable that's rather mechanical.
Are you, by the way, advising Senator McCain or any candidate?
I'm willing to give my opinions to any candidate for president who will listen. But in fact, and not surprisingly, I get more attention from the McCain campaign than the Obama campaign.
So they've requested and you have delivered?
Absolutely.
And let me ask you this. I don't know if they have asked this question or not. What's the easiest, most concise way for John McCain to convince Americans that they are safer for having invested blood and treasure in Iraq?
Al-Qaeda has suffered a strategic defeat, and Iraq has gone from being a problem to part of the answer.
Al-Qaeda, you're talking about Al-Qaeda, the group known as Al-Qaeda in Iraq? Or
I'm talking about Al-Qaeda in Mesopotamia, which is the formal name of the Al-Qaeda franchise in Iraq.
Which is different from the wider Al-Qaeda franchise.
It is a subset. I think the defeat in Iraq is a huge defeat for Al-Qaeda Central, Osama bin Laden, Ayman al-Zawahiri.
Although you know the other side of that is that al-Qaeda was not known to have any significant presence in Iraq before Americans came there.
Yes. No, I accept that to be true, but I think that's slightly irrelevant. Al-Qaeda made a big bet, as it were, on trying to move into post-Saddam Iraq, and that's been a bad bet for them. They not only lost in Iraq, but this has had a global spillover effect.
Thomas Donnelly, resident fellow of the American Enterprise Institute. Thanks. Nice to speak with you.
Thanks for having me again.